In the story that we've just heard, the story of Dave, one of the items is the crowd. On Palm Sunday, the crowd was there shouting, "Hosanna! Glory to God! Long live the King! Wonderful!" They were welcoming him. And yet, a week later, this is what happened. It tells in Matthew chapter 27, verses 12 through to 22. It says, "When Jesus was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, 'Don't you hear the testimony they're bringing against you?' But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor." Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. And at that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So, when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you? Do you want Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who's called the Messiah?" But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "What shall I do then with Jesus who's called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. And they all answered, "Crucify him." So at the start of the week, on Palm Sunday, they're shouting, "Long live the King." A week later, they're saying, "Crucify him." But it told us that the chief priests were the ones who were stirring up the crowd. The crowd really were fairly flexible in the hands. Palm Sunday, they're crying, "Hosanna." A week later, they're quite open to the suggestion that he should be crucified. They were easily swayed. And the question comes to us, are we easily swayed? The crowd were easily influenced. And the question comes to us, are we easily influenced? You talk about people who are led astray. Are we the kind of people who are led astray? People who aren't really solidly believing something, but seem to be quite happy to just go along with the rest of the crowd. Stability comes through Christ. Stability comes to the ones who are built on him. Stability comes to the ones who are resting in his life, death, resurrection, and teaching. In Ephesians 4, verses 11 through to 14, this is what we read. "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming." Tells us that we've been given ministries to build us up, to establish us, to make us stable, to make us so that we're not easily swayed, so we're not easily persuaded, but people who know what they believe. We're given ministries to strengthen us, to help us, to encourage us, to spur us on, at times to challenge us, at times to bring a word that is not always pleasant, but is for our own good. It talks about being tossed back and forth by every wind. A new teaching, something else, something new is going on somewhere. Do we start believing something else? A new idea comes along. Do we start flocking to there? A particular church gets blessed. Do we prefer to go to that one rather than another one that doesn't seem to be doing the same? We read a similar thing in Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 through to 7. This is what it says. "My goal is then that you may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that you may have a full richness and the complete understanding, that you may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith you've been taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. God's intent is that we might have wisdom and knowledge. God's intent is that we might be resting in the Word. God's intent is that we might be educated, but also brought to a proper heart and head knowledge of who He is. Is that happening for us? Or is this happening? In Hebrews 5, verses 11 to 14, this is what it says. We've much to say to you, but it's hard to make it clear because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature who, through constant use, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. We've got a baby at the back, Melody, and she feeds on milk. If we try to feed her solid food, it'd kill her. She can't handle it. She can't work on that. But the time is coming when she will leave milk behind and she'll begin to eat, not quite like us. Perhaps it's got to be mushed up, you know, made a little bit more palatable. But then, after a while, she'll progress from that and begin to eat food. And you know, later down the line, she'll get to a stage where she actually makes her food for herself. And what the writer to the Hebrews is saying is that's a bit like spiritual development. When we first come to God, we know nothing. Everything's new. Everything's different. We have to learn from scratch. And that's like milk. We don't know how to get it for ourselves. We're simply relying on other people to give it to us. These ministries that we read about earlier, pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets. But the writer to the Hebrews says we need to develop, we need to grow, to go from needing people to give us everything to eventually get to the stage where we can provide for ourselves. We don't abandon other things. We come along, we hear sermons. Who doesn't like to go out for a good meal? Yeah, a special meal. But we don't rely on that. And what the writer to the Hebrews is saying is that there needs to be development and growth in us. I've read four passages tonight, but my question to you is, who is actually reading along with it? Did you bring a Bible yourself? Have you got one? Electronically? Paper? If you've not got a paper Bible, we have them at the back. Why not read along? You can hear the words and they can wash over you. You can perhaps miss things. If you're reading along, you follow. You can eat. You can feast. We need to be people who are dependent on the Word of God. We need to be people who are reading God's Word daily. We need to be people who read, think, and consider. Because as we do that, we become established in the Word of God. As we do that, we begin to understand things ourselves. We allow God to speak directly to us as we're reading His Word. As we do that, it will help us to be stable people. It'll help us to have a stability in Christ. It'll help us to grow up in Christ. You know, every morning, Julie sends out a message on the WhatsApp group to GPCC. If you don't have readings yourself, or you're not following anything, or maybe you'd like something else, why not sign up to the GPC WhatsApp group and get those messages each morning from Julie to help us think about different things. There's normally a word, a reading, and a comment. We need to read the Word of God. We need to know the Word of God. Because as we do, we will not be easily swayed. We'll not be like people who one week are saying, Hosanna, and the next week are saying, Crucify Him. Because we'll be spoken to through the Word of God by God Himself. The Word that is powerful, and as Hebrews says, it's like a two-edged sword, and it can cut through arguments that are put against us. It can establish us, ground us, and build us up. We need to give it opportunity to work. We need to give it opportunity to stabilize us. To be stable, we need to have what God has given us. We reject it at our peril. The church is built up through the Word of God, the Word established in each one of us. We can be strengthened through relationships, we can be encouraged through the ministries, we can be directed and taught. But we need the Word of God on a personal basis to help us to grow. Without it, we'll be blown here and there. We will be at the whim of whoever comes along and gives us a message that seems quite nice. Without it, we will be tossed about. With it, we can be rooted, strong, and stable. Amen. Stephen, over to you.